Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We read a lot of blogs, and in the course of relax in there, guys, the headbangers in the next room enjoying their favorite bump music. We read a lot of blogs. It's some of its hobbies.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Did you see him? He had the hook and the horns. How's that going?
Yeah,
called?
He like inadvertently did the hook and horns
going on.
You know, you really got to watch that, Jeff, because had I been mindful enough to pull out my camera here and my phone and taken a picture of you with your hands in the shape of the hook'em horns, it would have ruined you with your Mizzou buddies.
I'm going on a limb right now. We got thumped by them. Everybody knows that last week. In about 6-7 weeks, Missouri will have a rematch in Kansas City for the Big 12 championship. Missouri's going to win the Big 12 North, Texas the Big 12 South. My Tigers will defeat the Longhorns.
This is a rock solid prediction that you're making.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll bet you some chalada.
All right. Well, very well. Good. That I'll take that bet. And
What do I get?
If
hey, maybe the rum that Carl Gregory brought here that none of us got to try.
Okay, yeah,
home.
I'll give you what's left of it, or maybe just the bottle. You can smell the cork. I should say, let's mark it. What is it? 3:30, 4:30. That's about where it's going to be when we need to replay that audio. In about 6 weeks. Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to share this with Jeff. You know, Mizzou, I've seen plenty of Mizzou hats and they have the big M on them. Isn't that Mizzou? I saw on TV the other day, Michael Moore was wearing a big M hat.
That was Michigan. It's from Michigan.
I like to think it was Mizzou, okay?
No, trust me, he's not one of ours. Brad Pitt is. Have I ever told our listeners about Brad Pitt before?
Yeah, I think you have. several dozen times.
I digress.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, whenever it comes up, he gets this dreamy look in his eye, and then it's off. He's off with Brad someplace. He's useless for the rest of the show. Okay.
Let me just say, have I ever said, Brad Pitt, BFF, enough said.
All right. Are we going to do Blog of the Week? I've been trying to lead into it here for about a minute and a half. We read your blogs. We really, truly do read your blogs, and sometimes we come across something that we find remarkable or especially important, and when we do, we like to pick it as the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. What's yours, Jeff? I'll tell them how they can do it afterwards.
You go to it, because I'm laughing too hard right now. You do yours first.
Mine comes from a blog called, See How Professional I Am? They're in there yucking it up, and I'm in here paying attention to everything I need to pay attention to. Not missing a beat, even though they're doing their best to distract me. Mine comes from a blog called Supersonic Platonic, Lutheran Reflections on Classical Philosophy. Father Mark is the author of this blog, and he writes recently about the bounds of freedom and liberty, Christian liberty, and how it's abused. One of the things he says, and he likes to quote from ancient philosophers to say that even the pagans get what often Christians don't get. He ends his blog post by saying, our first duty is to learn and be disciplined, to desire the proper practice, then we can all use our freedom, our Christian freedom, to do what we desire. First, we need to learn to desire what God desires, and then we can do as we desire, which will be what God desires. A great point, a great blog post. It's called Supersonic Platonic, Lutheran Reflections on Classical Philosophy. We'll have a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org.
My pick is a blog titled Hemmersphere, and he's from a local pastor, Pastor Jeff Hemmer. He's in Jerseyville, Illinois, so I've already contacted him about doing a pastor's roundtable.
Excellent.
His blog is titled, this blog post is titled, Faith Says Yes. Faith is the amen, the yes to God's gifts. Like an open hand, faith receives what the Lord wants to give, and God delights to give. The good work he began in each Christian at the day of his baptism, the Lord is continuing until the day of the return of Jesus. God delivered the gifts of faith and forgiveness of sins and holy baptism, but he doesn't quit once faith has been delivered. No, he is always working through the proclamation of his word to sustain faith. He is always working through the mouth of the minister to absolve sins. He is always working through his holy supper to forgive sins, to nourish faith, and to enable the faithful to love each other. Faith says yes. It never says no. Unbelief says no to God's gifts. Unbelief closes the open, receiving hand of faith. Unbelief tells God that while his gifts may be good, they're just not needed right now. If you know someone, or while unbelief and faith can coexist as they did for the father of the demon-possessed boy, unbelief wars against faith. How long can a person refuse God's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation before he has completely destroyed God's gift of faith? Who knows? Better not to find out. If you know someone who, by continuing to refuse the gifts God offers in the divine service, is acting out of unbelief, warn him. Call him to repent and to receive the Lord's good gifts that he offers freely and continually. My Issues, Etc. blog of the week, Hemmersphere by Pastor Jeff Hemmer.
And thanks to everybody who's sent us email telling us that they've posted the Issues, Etc. widget at their blog. That's how you get considered for Issues, Etc. blog of the week. You go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. When you're there, you're going to see at the promote page our Issues, Etc. widget. It comes in two shapes and sizes. You can put it there right on your blog. And when you do, email us at talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog, and it will go every week into consideration for our pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, issuesetc.org. Click promote.